I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas isn't known for his grasp of science. He does know what the word eugenics means, and it's a bad word. It's a dark period of even our nation's history, where we thought that we could control and breed human beings like you do animals. And that led to a lot of really horrible things. But what Thomas wrote about in a 20-page concurring opinion recently, where he argues that abortion is an act rife with the potential for eugenic manipulation, in a way, it could be used that way. He wrote, technological advances have only heightened the eugenic potential for abortions, as abortion can now be used to eliminate children with unwanted characteristics, such as a particular sex or disability. Well, some disabilities are pretty serious. You don't have much of a life with them, so I'm going to say, that's not eugenics, but I guess it depends on what kind of disability we're talking about. When it comes to sex, in China that has been kind of a problem. But his argument that we shouldn't have abortions here because it could be misused, it isn't being misused. Thomas wrote, a growing body of evidence suggests that eugenic goals are already being realized through abortion. But, you know, we have decades of evidence about legal abortion right here in America. We know what happened during that period of time. And there is absolutely no evidence that women are using abortion for genetic cleansing reasons. Which, when you think about it, doesn't make any sense. I mean, how would this even work? I have sex with a black person, and I'm white. I decide, oh my god, I hate black people. I might have a part black baby, so I'm going to abort this baby. I don't know that that really happens. I mean, I suppose it's possible it could have happened, but not often enough to really be measurable. Thomas, who does believe that abortion should be outlawed, then said that we have a real problem with there being more black women having abortions than white women, which should make the racists happy, I'm guessing. But that's more a function of the inequality and equity in women in the black community having access to birth control and education. That is why Planned Parenthood reaches out to the black community so strongly, but the people who oppose Planned Parenthood try to make that look like there's some huge conspiracy against black people and wanting to eugenically eliminate them. And Justice Thomas gets it wrong when he cites statistics about Iceland. He says that in Iceland, when dealing with children with Down syndrome in utero, when the diagnosis happens before that child is born, the number of abortions is 100% there. Which is actually not true, but we have to explain it. And this information comes from the chief physician at the maternity ward of Iceland's National University Hospital. And he says that the near 100% figure actually reflects a smaller pool of pregnant women who had chosen to undergo second-step testing for Down syndrome. It's not a figure for all women who undergo the preliminary testing. So what's really going on here is that almost 100% of Icelandic women who decide to have an abortion because of a Down syndrome diagnosis do in fact have an abortion. Not that 100% of women with a child who has Down syndrome in utero decide to have an abortion. That is not the case. And I'm on the fence on this. Does a child really need to be born with Down syndrome? I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Doesn't seem to me like it's a great life, but I could be absolutely wrong. But if you got something that's going to cause you lifelong pain, or if your brain ain't never going to work right, you'll never develop into a full human being, any of those things, I don't have any problem with dealing with that. I don't know that even those people would want to be born. But I do believe that, you know, caring for a Down syndrome child, that's a pretty tough thing to do. That requires full-on commitment, and your life changes forever. You don't have a normal life after that. Not everybody's up for that. But what happens when that child is born, but the mother doesn't want it? Who's going to adopt that child? These are complicated questions above my pay grade and my knowledge. But yeah, he's right. In the 1920s, one, we hadn't gone through Hitler yet, and people thought, well, gee, you know, maybe this is a way to make society better. So they did look at eugenics and thought that maybe birth control could help make better human beings. They were wrong. But at the time, even major scientists and very smart people were thinking that was the way to go. We just didn't know better yet, but we do know now it doesn't really work that way. So Thomas wants to take women's right to abortion away, well, because he thinks it's immoral, but also to keep them from behaving badly and making what he considers wrong decisions about the children they want to bring into the world. But eugenics is no longer a thing in the United States, hasn't been since the 20s. So it's not really a problem, and especially not a problem with taking away women's rights. Now, Thomas is just focusing on the strategy that the anti-abortion crowd has been using for a long time. They make the claim that Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger to decrease the African-American population. And it is true that Sanger worked with NAACP founder W.E.B. Du Bois on what was called the Negro Project. But the point was to get safe contraception to African Americans who, and even true to this day, were having problems getting access to contraception. And I've even heard some liberal commentators on the news going, well, yeah, that is true about Margaret Sanger. She was pretty racist. No, actually, she was not. That is just another one of the endless lies that the anti-choice movement makes. Now, Margaret Sanger is fascinating. You can read many biographies about her. She led a fascinating life. And she wrote a lot of very interesting books, in none of which did she advocate eugenics to reduce the African-American population. There isn't a paper trail. So they just make this stuff up. What Margaret Sanger believed was that women needed to be able to have some say into whether or not they would have children, that nobody anymore needed 10, 12 children. It was killing women. It was horrible. When contraception was not available, it was childbirth that was one of the number one ways women died. So access to contraception was a way to keep women alive, not commit some kind of eugenics genocide. And women were never told, don't have babies. They were told, you know, you can have the number of babies that you actually want to have and not any more. I have read multiple biographies about Margaret Sanger. I have read many of her books, some of which are in our Erotic University library, and there's not a hint of that. Nothing about racism that I've really seen. And you really have to dig into how deeply disturbing and misogynistic this is, and racist. It's kind of saying, well, black women can be bullied into not having children, but, you know, white women, they're a little bit smarter somehow, because apparently there's no white women eugenics. And while Margaret Sanger did speak at eugenics conferences, you have to understand what eugenics was at the time. Now, it's been widely debunked, but what it was talking about when you were talking about promoting good breeding and preventing bad breeding, the idea was that the human race could be bettered by encouraging people with positive traits, in their case intelligence, hard work, and cleanliness, encourage those people to reproduce. And you should discourage the stupid, lazy, dirty people from reproducing. Now you can see how that can easily be turned racist, because aren't really definitions, and you can sort of point them at whatever group you don't like to say that they're lazy and stupid. But that's not what Margaret Sanger was doing. She wasn't telling people to not have babies. She was telling people, you don't have to have more babies than you want. That is very, very different from eugenics. But again, remember at the time, this was thought to be good science. It isn't, but we didn't know better then. Here's what she wrote. The Negro race has reached a place in its history when every possible effort should be made to have every Negro child count as a valuable contribution to the future of America. Negro parents, like all parents, must create the next generation from strength, not from weakness, from health, not from despair. That's not something a racist would write. There is no Planned Parenthood conspiracy. It's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. 60% of all Planned Parenthood clinics are in majority white neighborhoods. They're not targeting black neighborhoods. I'm going to run a slightly bit long here because there have been so many horrible things said about Margaret Sanger, like she was connected to Nazi Germany. No, she wrote in 1939 that she joined the Anti-Nazi Committee and gave my money, my name, and any influence I had with writers and others to combat Hitler's rise to power in Germany. And Sanger's books were burned in Germany. So pretty much everything that the anti-abortion crowd says about Margaret Sanger is a lie. And they know it, I believe. But as I've said a million times, without the ability to lie, there is no anti-choice movement.